In my last video, I exposed what looks like corruption in the Dartmoor National Park wild camping ban scandal, involving landowner Alex Darwall, whose estate I'm on right now, and local Conservative MP Anthony Mangnall. In this video, I investigated these allegations further, and boy did I find some dirty discoveries when I started to dig deeper. Join me as I discover information that will make your blood boil and confront Alex Darwall and Anthony Mangnall personally.
Hello.
You have reached the office of Anthony Mangnall, MP.
Showing this case is rotten to its very core. Now, to recap what we discovered in my first video, this is Alex Darwall, a wealthy hedge fund manager. In 2011, he bought 4,000 acres of Dartmoor National Park, the Blatchford Estate, which is where I am right now. You can see his house right there. Dartmoor National Park is protected by the Dartmoor Commons Act 1985, specifying a common right of access for outdoor recreational activities, which has been interpreted to include wild camping ever since. Between the years of 2014 and 2019, Darwall donated a sum of £89,999 to a number of political causes, including UKIP, the Leave campaign, and the Conservative Party. Upon looking further into his £5,000 donation to the Conservative Party in 2019, I discovered that it was none other than Anthony Mangnall, the MP for Totnes, which you can see on a map is right next to Dartmoor National Park. Alex Darwall managed to procure taxpayer-funded subsidies for the land he bought here in Dartmoor National Park. In 2021 alone, this amounted to a whopping £187,000 from the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. It's not like he needs the cash. His company made a profit of £5 million in 2021. The idea of him taking money off the taxpayer to turn around and restrict public access to the land seems like something a cartoon villain would do.
I'm unashamed, you know, we try to make money.
Despite receiving such large annual handouts from the public taxpayer, Darwall took a case to the High Court in 2022, arguing that wild camping was not specifically mentioned in the Commons Act and therefore did not constitute an open-air recreational activity. The court ruled in his favour, which was met by public outrage across the country. The judgment states that Section 10 of the 1985 Act does not confer on the public any right to pitch tents or otherwise make camp overnight on Dartmoor Commons. Any such camping requires the consent of the landowner. Darwall had stated that the reason he wanted wild camping banned was to protect the national park, but he contradicted his argument somewhat by releasing a bunch of pheasants next to a protected woodland, putting a rare species of beetle at risk. And as soon as the DMPA offered him money to allow camping on his land, his ecological woes evaporated and he was back on board with camping. Now, the court verdict, albeit misguided, was not what prompted the cries of corruption. What prompted the public anger and the corruption allegations was, when asked to comment, Anthony Mangnall, the local MP whose campaign had received £5,000, refused to do so, citing that MPs do not and should not comment on legal cases. Which is odd, because surely, by definition, a Member of Parliament's job is to deal with government policy and law. Perhaps Mr. Mangnall should have read his job description. It's also the role of a Member of Parliament to represent their constituents who are demanding answers, not just the ones that have paid them £5,000. This prompted public rage, and eventually, Anthony Mangnall released a statement on the Dartmoor wild camping ban, to which he turned off comments, obviously afraid of the public's response.
I received a donation from the individual who put the case to the High Court. That donation has had no impact on the decisions I make. It's not restricted me in saying anything. It's not made me in favour of one position or another. But I am, as it turns out, in favour of wild camping, in favour of the right to roam, and in favour of protecting Dartmoor National Park. I've never had another donation from that individual. I've never discussed this matter with the individual, and there's absolutely no ability for members of parliament to get involved in legal processes, nor should they, which is why I've been reluctant to comment on that issue.
I still think he should read his job description, and I'll be asking him some further questions on his statement later on in this video to clarify his exact position. Dartmoor National Park agreed with the landowners to pay them a fee to allow people to continue camping, but only in certain restricted areas and with a number of restrictions. This decision seemed to get approved and passed within a matter of days, which seemed rather odd to me in a country where bureaucratic decisions seem to take an age, so I decided to look into it further. It seemed odd that the DMPA, who are going through severe budget cuts, would so quickly agree to pay a hefty fee to Darwell and the other landowners when there were still options on the table, such as appealing the High Court verdict. I trawled through endless supplies of old documents and found that in 2021, the Dartmoor National Park Authority launched a consultation on new bylaws to reduce the areas where people could legally wild camp by 2,400 hectares and proposing a £500 fine if you were found in the wrong spot. This caused public outrage, seeing as our national parks were created for the benefit of the public after the Kinder Scout mass trespass in the 1930s. I trawled through hundreds of pages of this consultation and found something that could just blow this case wide open. So, the consultation encompassed the changing of the bylaws in the Dartmoor Commons Act 1985, focusing mainly on restricting rights of access and wild camping rights. It started in September 2021 and lasted 6 weeks to October 2021. However, the consultation results weren't released to the public until November 2022. It's safe to say, however, that local stakeholders would have been aware of the results of the consultation well before then. By stakeholders, yes, I mean Alex Darwell, the owner of 4,000 acres of Dartmoor National Park, with close links to the local MP of Totnes, Anthony Magnall. Alex Darwell then filed his court case in June 2022, likely well aware of the outcome of the consultation. By the time the consultation was released to the public in November 2022, Darwell's court case had been filed, and most of the camping section from the consultation had been redacted pending the results of the court case. However, right at the bottom of the document, they left this, their proposal for camping. Doesn't that look remarkably familiar? Yes, you're right, that is word for word the same rules reached after Darwell's court case and Dartmoor National Park agreeing to pay them for permission to camp there. You know what else is awfully funny? Check this map out. This is a map of Dartmoor National Park. The dark blue areas were the areas the consultation and review was proposing to ban camping in. And look at this map, the map of where camping is allowed now, following Dartmoor National Park's deal to pay landowners. It's identical. It can't be coincidence that the exact changes proposed in the consultation review to restrict camping area and rules are the exact same changes passed since Darwell's agreement with the DMPA. It makes you wonder, was it all a conspiracy all along? Did Darwell conspire with the DMPA to restrict camping rights and in the process siphon off an undisclosed amount of taxpayers' money? Or were the DMPA simply opportunists and took Darwell's court case as an opportunity to pass the bylaws that had been proposed and vehemently contested in the consultation review? Did the DMPA even intend to win the court case? Suddenly a cascade of questions come to mind. It's clear that Darwell's actions were a money grab, a chess move designed to funnel more cash into his pocket.
I'm unashamed, you know, we try to make money.
And a pretty ballsy one at that. The question is, what was the DMPA's involvement? Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's ask Alex Darwell himself. Let's have a chat, mate. Hello. Guess he's not that chatty. He's probably in his basement, lying naked on a massive pile of taxpayers' cash. But not to worry, because I have his mate, MP of Totnes, Anthony Magnall's office number. So we'll give him a call in a bit when it's office hours. Right, we've got Anthony Magnall's office number. Let's see what he's got to say.
You have reached the office of Anthony Magnall, MP. I'm sorry we're not able to take your call at the moment. Please do leave a message and someone will get back to you. Thank you.
Didn't even let me leave a message. Let's try again.
You have reached the office of Anthony Magnall, MP. I'm sorry we're not able to take your call at the moment.
All right, I'm going to have to send an email. So I've just had a reply from Anthony Magnall, which goes as follows. Dear Mr. Rawdon, I'm afraid your email and questions are misinformed.
are they?
I did comment on the situation. Yes, you did eventually comment, after originally refusing to do so and causing enough public outcry that you kind of had to. I made a point that it is not right that MPs comment on legal proceedings. Probably should read your job description, mate. Mr. Darwell donated £5,000 to the Totnes Conservative Association, which was declared on my register of interests as is required. Well done. But no donation has any influence on me and my actions, which is why I am in favour of wild camping. In favour of wild camping could mean one of two things. Are you in favour of enshrining into law our rights to wild camp in national parks? Or are you in favour of wild camping as long as we get permission from landowners like Darwell, but we don't have a right to do so? That's a question I'll be asking him in my reply. No, I was not aware of Mr. Darwell's case against the DMPA, nor did I introduce him to anyone on the DMPA. Fair enough. I am absolutely in favour of wild camping on Dartmoor, so perhaps you might write in support of my camping to see DMPA unlock their 3,500 acres to allow it to take place. I'll get back to that. And he signs off with, I look forward to carefully studying your article to ensure that you are accurate in your reporting. Bit tetchy there, almost like a slight veiled threat. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't you worry, Mr. Magnall. I am very accurate in my reporting. So it looks like Mr. Magnall will be watching this video and carefully studying it to make sure I'm accurate in my reporting. So guys, if you have any questions, any comments, anything you'd like Mr. Magnall to see, drop it in the comments for him, but please be respectful and polite. I think it's important to always remain civil in political discussions such as this one. Well, this was a classic politician response where he kind of skirted and dodged the meat of the issue, what I was really trying to get at. So I sent him this email back. Dear Anthony, thanks for your prompt reply. I have two follow-up questions. Quote, my camping to see DMPA unlock their 3,500 acres to allow it to take place. By this, I assume you mean your campaign. I can't find any information regarding any such campaign. Do you have any material you can send me that covers this? And secondly, it's great that you're in support of wild camping on Dartmoor, but you didn't say whether you'll back legislation that enshrines into law a right to wild camp in national parks, as opposed to supporting wild camping that requires permission from landowners. And will you back legislation to increase rights to roam across the country? And I'm yet to receive a reply. So, it is unclear whether Anthony supports the enshrinement into law of a legal right to wild camp, or whether he's like, yeah guys, you can wild camp as long as you get Darwell's permission and the other landowners. Very unclear, classic politician's response, non-committal. We still don't know where he stands. Although another thing I did discover about Mr. Anthony Magnall, last summer he voted for allowing companies to pump raw sewage into our rivers and shores. It was initially unclear whether the DMPA were going to appeal the court's verdict, but on January 27th, after much public outcry, they announced that they are indeed launching an appeal. It seems everyone's denying any culpability or knowledge in the matter. Their general tone seems to be that we should be grateful they've reached an agreement and that people can still camp in Dartmoor. Whereas the sentiment I've gathered from reading your comments, speaking to people, is that we don't want permission to camp. We want our rights back. It's inconceivable that someone can so overtly and blatantly remove people's rights in pursuit of profit.
I'm unashamed, you know, we try to make money.
Permission can always be removed, and we certainly don't want large chunks of taxpayer money to be funneled off to people like Darwell for people to be able to do what should be their right to do. The Dartmoor Commons Act 1985 was badly drafted to not include the words wild camping, which was supposedly intended, just not written explicitly. A loophole which was callously exploited for profit by Darwell. Normally people would call on politicians to rectify badly drafted legislation, but knowing about Darwell's donation to Anthony Magnall's campaign, I'm not going to hold my breath that he'll be much use. There is a petition to enshrine in law rights to roam and wild camp in national parks, which you can sign if you want to pass legislation to protect people's right to roam and enjoy nature and prevent it being restricted by landowners, who we believe should not really be allowed to own land within national parks anyway. National parks should be for all and not turned into a commodity by people like this.
I'm unashamed, you know, we try to make money.
My last video has nearly 400,000 views so far, but we're only on 29,000 signatures on the petition. So I urge all of you watching to sign it if you're eligible to do so, and we can enshrine in law our right to wild camp. And you can help this video reach more people by liking, commenting, and making sure you're subscribed. The issue was brought up in Parliament by Jim McMahon and was immediately shot down, which is why this petition is so important. Labour have announced that they'll extend right to roam and wild camping access across the UK, but that won't be until 2025 at the earliest. We want it now. Anyway, I'm going to go find somewhere to camp on Darwell's estate, as close to his house as possible. Make sure you tune in for the next episode, because that will be it, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace!